Thanks for listening to The Flag on AM 1100 in Fargo and AM 1090 out in the oil patch. This is Dustin Moore with you, sitting in for the first segment this morning as Scott makes his way into the studio. So I'll give you a little preview of what's coming up on What's on Your Mind, a little rundown of weather in your area. Talk a little bit about some news that came about overnight and get you ready for the Golden Girls coming up here at 8:20. So again, Dustin Moore and you with for this first segment of the What's on Your Mind preview show. Hope you're having a good Tuesday morning wherever you are. I know on my way into work this morning, it was a little tough with all the road construction on 25th that started up. So I'm sure many of you in the Fargo-Moorhead area that were making your commute to work or school this morning found 25th Street pretty bottled up, and it's going to be that way for quite some time, quite a lot of road construction, whether you're in eastern or western North Dakota. Some of those other projects underway in the Fargo area, 19th Avenue North has street reconstruction project going on. That project spans from 10th to 18th Street. 40th Avenue South has a reconstruction project underway from Drain 27 to Cheyenne Street in West Fargo. Also underway, 19th Avenue North underground utility project going on from 42nd to 45th Street. 45th Street Underground Project from 16th to 19th Avenue North is also underway. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, the 25th, or as far as today, the 25th Street Reconstruction Project is underway. This is including bridge widening and construction of a new ramp project will extend from 17th to 23rd Avenue South. And there's the other projects to talk about throughout the course of the summer. Western North Dakota traffic on the Four Bears Bridge temporarily reduced to one lane as of yesterday. There will be flaggers in place to allow one lane of traffic through at a time. Drivers are asked to reduce speeds in those areas. Also beginning yesterday, intersection of Highway 23 and Highway 1804 in Newtown. Expect reduced speeds there. Motorists should expect delays. Flaggers will be in place. So lots of construction going on as the temperature warms up. So if you have construction on your route, make enough time in the morning and be prepared for that. Nice show coming up on What's on Your Mind today with Scott Hennin. The Golden Girls, as mentioned before, coming up at 8:20. Ellen Ratner and Blakita Cullen will be here with you. 8:30, Moorhead Police Chief David Ebinger on medical marijuana. There'll be some trivia at 8:50 today for the speakeasy. Randy Kreil, Chief of Wildlife Division at North Dakota Game and Fish Department, will be with Scott to talk deer licenses. And then Kat Perkins, Scranton, North Dakota native, who competed on The Voice last night. She'll be on approximately 10:06 today. And then Darren Olofsson at 10:30 from up by Mountain in Pembina County on how farmers feel about drones. I don't know how many of you are big fans of 24 and Jack Bauer, but that debuted yesterday with a 2-hour premiere and lots of drone action going on in 24. So that'll be a fun show to watch here in the next little while. Speaking of Kat Perkins, she had a fantastic rendition of Daft Punk yesterday, and she's going to be on What's on Your Mind a little bit later today. Want to give you a little taste of what she sang with her song, which blew away the judges. tuning in. We didn't change formats. That was Kat Perkins on The Voice last night with a heavy metal rendition of Daft Punk's Get Lucky. Scott Hennen back in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, sir.
Daft Punk. I need a little help on that.
We'll bring up some pictures for you. They're well-known guys that like to wear costumes, so nobody can see who they are.
Fleetwood Mac last week, I got that. Heart the week before that, I got that. Daft Punk, she's lost me.
Yeah, well, she'll tell you about it and why she picked the song, I'm sure, a little bit later today when you have her on. But it's a very popular band, a very popular song right now.
And the judges dug it.
Dug it very well. Thought the heavy metal rendition of it was pretty risky, and thought she did a great job.
So now she has to be voted back on the audit. What are we down to now?
That's a great question.
Keep six of them, I think?
I have to tell you the truth.
Is it eight?
I follow her, but I don't really watch the show all that much.
There's eight on now, and two more get booted, right? So the top six vote-getters, I think, stay on now. So, she'll need lots of calls from Shyla Schaefer again to stay on, who's been working for her.
Is that who helped her out during the that 5 minutes of tweet to stay on type deal?
She's been doing a lot of Facebook social media advocacy on behalf of North Dakota's Kat Perkins.
Well, it sounds like what you have to do when it comes to the online stay alive votes. It's all social media, right?
Exactly right. So anyway, one more time. Daft Punk.
There you go.
Have I got it down on my hip?
Probably not.
God, are you kidding me? Anyway, it's a good song. I just never heard of Daft Punk. But
it's a little more poppy the way the actual band does it. Hers was a little heavier.
Exactly right. All right, the Golden Girls coming up here shortly. From the left, Ellen Rander. From the right, Blankita Cullum on the news of the day. More at Police Chief David Ebinger will be here to talk about Minnesota's move towards legalizing medical marijuana and what that will bring for the law enforcement community, like the Morehead Police Department. Randy Kreil at 9:30, Chief of the Wildlife Division at North Dakota Game and Fish. Kat Perkins from Scranton, North Dakota, on the Daft Punk performance last night on NBC's The Voice. And we'll wrap with Darren Olofsson, who farms up by Mountain in Pembina County. We're going to talk about unmanned aerial systems, which are growing in popularity in North Dakota from an economic standpoint. And one of the things that are cited as a benefit of those are ag research and ways we can use unmanned aerial systems to benefit agriculture. So we're going to talk firsthand with a farmer about thoughts on that today, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the program. So looking forward to that. The Wild back at it tonight at XL, right, D?
Yeah, should be a good one, another late one. So try to take a nap between 5 and 7 or 5 and 8 if you can.
Why do they do it late when it's in the central time zone? Just staggering them so they can watch all the games all over?
I'm sure it's just a scheduling thing, you know, make it a little later. So I don't think they're catering to people on the West Coast as far as time. I don't know. I'd have to look back to see if last year's playoffs in the shortened season were late like this too. It's tough to keep the eyes open in the third period, regardless of how good the game is.
Exactly right.
We'll try it again tonight, though.
All right, folks, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Thank you, Dustin Moore. I'm Scott Hinnon. More after this. By the way, your calls, questions, comments, always welcome here, 855-200-1776.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be see the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back to What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Ellen Rander and Blanquita Cullum normally in this spot. Although I got an email from Ellen. Maybe you did as well, Blanquita.
I did.
The subject line is, left my phone, it was found, and I'm traveling. So let's translate that.
She's undercover someplace. You know, she's doing the covert mission.
She lost her phone, which she does about four times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she found it, and she's traveling, so she's not near a phone. BQ, can you do today, just go after the libs?
You know I can. What can I say? You want me to split my personality? I am a Pisces. I could do left and right.
No, I think you stick to who you are, right?
Oh, thank you so much.
And maybe we can talk a little bit about John Podesta and the White House climate change report, in which they are predicting flooded rail lines, bigger and more frequent droughts, and a rash of wildfires. All predictions in the White House climate change report saying climate change, once considered an issue for a distant future, has moved firmly into the present, according to the National Climate Assessment, adding the evidence of man-made climate change continues to strengthen and that impacts are increasing across the country. What's the game here?
Let me tell you, I wish, to goodness sakes, that we could get some real scientific evidence of what is going on. Reminds me of the whole issue on CO2 where you had about 80 former NASA employees/scientists, et cetera, who took issue with the whole controversy about carbon dioxide, CO2. And they said that NASA was spinning the facts. Look, and the other term they use, you know, and the and this administration with all of the different areas of controversy dealing with climate, they use the term science. The science is settled, which tells me we might as well start using voodoo dolls to be able to determine what's truly happening with the climate and understand that Mother Nature has a lot of things that happen. We're not. I mean, to me, these guys are going back. And taking steps back instead of truly what's understanding with the climate, it really upsets me.
What are they trying to get at here? Is this a?
Well, they're going to use because it's again, you know, you follow the money and you follow the political agenda. First of all, they're going to try to make a case for more green energy, which is okay. I don't have a problem with green energy. I support green energy. They're going to try to make a case to be anti-fracking, to be able to kill the Keystone Pipeline, to limit states like yours that has an economic boom because of what's happening with this new energy and oil and natural gas. And you're going to have these people try to do it on kind of like hype and a kind of a scare tactic instead of really doing a service to this country. Look. We look at what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, the ties that Russia, Ukraine have with Iran, with all these countries that hate us, and we have so many wars that are fought over oil. Right now, we have the potential to be able to have domestic oil that rivals any place in the world with the cooperative effort of Canada and Mexico. And we're sitting here trying to appease the minority that we don't even know if anything's based in fact. I'm very worried about it because ultimately it affects our national security, and it also affects the lives of men and women across this country who may be serving in the military or will be at a time when we're kind of on the brink of war.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the sense I get is that all of these things are designed to get us off of topics like the lies about Benghazi or the abysmal economy and the tepid growth that's out there, or Obamacare, and basically, you know, strategically build up to the November elections by riling up their base on key issues. It seems like
think about it. You know, young people years ago, who were their heroes? Their heroes were people like John Glenn, who went to the moon, okay? They were heroes that had real substance. Who are their heroes now? They're rock stars. We've lost a whole perspective at the White House about trying to create role models who are great human beings, who are taking risks. I go back to NASA. What's NASA doing? What are they doing now? Could we win the race for space? Is there even a race for space from this country? You know, you even had a race for medicine and great things like that. Who do we give the Nobel Prize to now? Who do we give the Pulitzers to? I mean, it's just a shameful decline if we let it. I love your audience, and I love you, Scott, because you're an inspiration, and you have an audience who is motivated to pick up the phone and call their members of Congress. Your audience votes. So right now, the American people have to take back the power of the voting booth and change the direction of this country.
Engage and roll up the sleeves. And as you say, that's the great thing about talk radio is normally you have an audience with an insatiable appetite to be informed of what's happening and also to take action on it. So
I don't think your audience realized how hard, I mean, you know, you're a great talent, but I don't think they really realize how hard you work behind the scenes and trying to keep this country on the right course. And I'm not talking about a political right versus left, on an honorable course. And as your friend here in Washington, D.C., I have to let them know that because you're one of the hardest working guys in radio.
Labor of love. It's all fun. What do you think of Mr. Gowdy as a selection for the select committee to head up Benghazi? Did Did John Boehner make the right pick in Trey Gowdy?
Oh, yes, he did. And Congressman Gowdy is fearless, and he's tough, and he's going to let the buggers off the hook. He's going to keep them honest, and I'm very happy he picked Mr. Gowdy.
Yeah, he's been tenacious on this, so I think that signals that this is not going to be a check the box select committee. This is going to be let's get to the bottom of this once and for all. You know the one thing I can't.
You're going to have the Democrats go nuts, but then ask the question: why in the world would you want to be an ambassador in a war torn area when you know that your country will let you die and people won't care? I think your audience cares. I care. Anyone that doesn't care and doesn't want to get to the bottom of this. You got to wonder, where are their priorities?
By the way, the only thing that bugs me about Trey Gowdy is he has hair very much like Jim Traficant. Remember Jim Traficant?
The crazy
congressman?
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe
I can't get beyond
the confidence to let that little hair mat go. You know,
yeah, we'll let that go.
Guy. He doesn't need to have that.
There you go. BQ, fine job as always today. Great catching up with you. We'll chat with you later. Blanquita Cullum, ladies and gentlemen, one half of the Golden Girls, doing double duty today on What's on Your Mind. David Ebinger, the police chief of Moorhead, on Minnesota's push towards medical marijuana, what that'll mean for law enforcement. Coming up, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. The Minnesota legislature has been dealing with the medical marijuana issue. The Senate is going to take that issue up today. Already passed over in the House. Legislation that would legalize Minnesota is scheduled for a floor vote in the Senate today. The Senate Finance Committee approved the bill on a 14-7 bipartisan vote yesterday. The legislation from a Minneapolis legislator would let patients with certain debilitating medical conditions obtain 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana if recommended by a physician. Patients would obtain ID cards from the state health department and be allowed to purchase cannabis from a new network of up to 55 dispensaries across the state. We've seen some of this in other places, in other states, and that's one of the reasons that it was brought before Minnesota. I always defer to law enforcement on these questions. What would this make what they do more difficult? What is their take on it? And so we wanted to ask David Emiger, who's the police chief of Moorhead, for his take on this legislation as it makes its way through the legislature. Chief, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good to be back, Scott. Doing well.
So, what is your take on this legislation?
Well, I've got some breaking news here. I think what I'm understanding, and I'm on the board of directors with the Minnesota Chief Police Association, and what Andy Skugman, our executive director, has indicated to me in a conversation over the last couple of days. We have seen some movement on the Senate bill. We are going to, or hopefully, they are going to eliminate the portion of their bill that would allow smokable marijuana. Now, there still will be vaporized marijuana treatments that could be administered under medical supervision, but not the dispensing of smokable marijuana and the 55 dispensaries around the state will be eliminated, and this will be centralized. They're still working the details out on that, as I understand it. But the main distribution of medical marijuana would be in pill or oil form. My understanding is those substances would contain CBD, which is identified as the substance that's helpful in seizure treatments. It is not a THC or the euphoric component of marijuana. These are things that the coalition of county attorneys, sheriffs, peace officers, and police chiefs have been indicating are major concerns to us, is the distribution of smokable marijuana, the wide open growing distribution system that is very loosely monitored. That was our primary concern all along.
And explain what that would mean. In other words, if that change wasn't made, what challenges does that present law enforcement?
What we're seeing in other states, and again, so much of this is anecdotal, and I was so happy to see the governor say that we not only need to do medical research on this in a state where we have some of the best medical facilities in the world, to do some trials and to see exactly what answer those questions about medical efficacy, but look at other states and see where they've run into problems. And what we're seeing in talking law enforcement in the states where medical marijuana and where recreational marijuana is being produced is we're seeing the marijuana that we're finding on our streets and illicit trafficking now in our schools is being grown under the auspices of medical marijuana in other states. It's packaged. It's coming from those states. It is packaged the same way they get it at their dispensaries. It's just very difficult under state regulation with the funding that's available and the way the laws are written to control the production, the growing, the production, distribution of this substance. And a great amount of it is going into illicit traffic. And if people think that's not a problem, well, we're not, the primary concern isn't what adults are doing. There's a lot of good studies out there that indicate the brain development on young adults and on teenagers and children is seriously impacted with marijuana use. And again, there's not enough research to really come up with anything definitive, but those are the concerns we have for our community, is that we're simply going to make this substance more available. It's already available, but even more so to the kids in our community, and it's going to have a negative impact on them.
What level, how would you assess the problem right now? In other words, before these changes are made, and it sounds like some improvements are being made, which give you a little bit of comfort here, but give me a sense from the perspective of large city, Minnesota, police chief here of how big the marijuana problem still is today.
I think we've got problems with marijuana. It certainly isn't our primary problem in the drug area. What is coming in used to come from Canada, from the Asian gangs up there, hydroponically grown, and we get Mexican marijuana up through Texas. Now we're seeing the stuff coming from out west, where it's being medically grown, and it is much more potent. For people my age and a little younger who talk about the 70s and the 60s, and the marijuana that's out there is 12, 14 times more potent than the stuff that was floating around on campuses back when I was going to school. And, there's concerns about addictive properties, but there's certainly concerns about how this impacts on our high school and middle school age kids that are getting hold of it. And that does give us great concern. On the other hand, if there is a medical, if this can give relief to children having seizures, to people who are suffering from debilitating diseases, it needs to be researched. I don't think law enforcement or the county attorneys want to get in the way of that. I think the governor's expressed a support of that. And if the CBD, which is a substance they're saying is helpful to kids having seizures, let's clear the decks and let's get some reality in here and find out how effective it is. And let's do some things to help people. I understand the concern of these parents, and I certainly sympathize with them. And if this offers some sort of relief, I'd like to responsibly get that relief to them.
You think this is a sort of a baby step towards a Colorado or a Washington where marijuana has been legalized for recreational use? Is that what the intent is of some here, do you believe?
I think there's probably, particularly when you listen to the people who have been so resistant to compromise, and, I want to indicate that certainly Senator Dibble's not one of those. I think his motives are the highest here, even though we may not agree on the details. But I think there's a lot of people in the community that are pushing for this. There's great money to be made in human misery. And there's people that want to grow. They want to distribute. They want to produce it like they've seen in other states where it's a cash crop and they're gonna cash in on it. Where I see concerns is when we do this state by state, you continue to have that black market and you continue to force regulation down at a state and local level where we may not be able to control it. It's just like, you look at alcohol or tobacco, you have federal regulations that control production and production of those substances. You've got state agencies that control the wholesale distribution of those products, and you have local agencies that control the retail licensing of that. This stuff's regulated, and there's at least a reasonable chance that you can control where it ends up. When you look at how states have been handling recreational and medical marijuana, it's pretty much a free market, wide open frontier kind of thing, and we're not very effective at controlling where it ends up. And that's the primary concern law enforcement's expressed.
Morning, Police Chief David Ebinger with us today on the program. But with the changes you mentioned earlier, mainly eliminating smokable marijuana and go to the pill form or oil form, as you called it, is something that the law enforcement community would support for medical marijuana?
Well, we're not medical experts, but we're it's not so much whether we're going to support something or not, it's whether we're going to object to it. And the general consensus I'm hearing from the organization I'm part of, which is part of a coalition, is that when it's in pill and oil form, and even as a compromise, when it's vaporized under medical supervision, these are things that are going to eliminate our primary concern, which is having distribution points all over the state that are loosely regulated and a wide open system in which people can grow marijuana because they get a card. Even if they don't have a medical malady, they can say, well, I'm growing it for people that do. So without those concerns we have on the smokable marijuana, I think you'll find no objection from law enforcement. We may not endorse it. That's not because we're medical experts. Personally, I find it very hopeful we've got a governor who is at least willing to look at sponsoring some trials to where we can find out what is effective and what's going to help people and help children in treatment. If there's any medical efficacy in marijuana, let's find out how to do it, and let's find out how to handle it in a pharmacological manner instead of just sending people out with weed. We don't let people grow heroin poppies and produce their own opium tar. We have morphine. It's medically regulated and controlled, and if people need it for pain, it's distributed to them. The same should be true of this this process.
Sounds like we just need to get some facts on the table here and deal with the the benefits, if there are some, or the negative impacts, and just do the research first rather than rush some legislation through.
Yeah, Scott, that's exactly what the issue is, and it's both sides. You know, I sit and listen to a lot of police, law enforcement officers say, well, you know, in such and such a state, I hear that such and such is happening. You know, that may be good information. We don't have it in a manner that we can vet it. Both sides need to have, there needs to be some research done. There needs to be some documentation. We need to look at the pluses and minuses. I don't want to have happen what we're seeing happen in the states that have medical marijuana where the distribution's out of control, but we need to be able to come to the public with solid information and say, this is what's going on, and we need to research how we can keep those problems from occurring in our state. And the other side needs to look at it and say, okay, they're saying this is medically effective. Let's do some trials. We've got the Mayo Clinic in this state, for crying out loud. Let's bring the brilliant medical people we have that attract patients from all over the world, and let's let them review this and come up with recommendations and resources for people who need help.
Makes sense. Chief, thanks for the time today. Appreciate your insight on this.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
David Emiger, the Morehead Police Chief, also in the leadership with the Minnesota Police Chiefs Association, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Speakeasy Trivia. When we come back, you could be a winner.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, a step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The next two calls to play Speakeasy Trivia. Got a gift certificate for you for lunch on us at the Speakeasy Restaurant. $25 gift certificates from the Speakeasy. Great restaurant in Moorhead. And it's called the Speakeasy because, of course, you remember the Speakeasy's Prohibition. We always do a little Prohibition trivia. There was a popular television cartoon that made an episode depicting Prohibition. It was entitled Homer versus the 18th Amendment. Which popular television cartoon do you think would have had a episode entitled Homer versus the 18th Amendment? That's question number one. All right. And gangsters like Al Capone and Bugsy Moran had large gangs and were very effective at smuggling in alcohol and across every border and ocean. As a result, they made massive profits, estimated to be earned from selling illegal alcohol, like $2 billion a year. Which gangsters led that effort? Al and Bugsy. Just give me their last name. Al and Bugsy. So we're looking for the popular cartoon. And we're looking for the two gangsters. Answer that, and you've got a $25 Speakeasy gift certificate on me. All right? Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. Shane will answer the call, and you can tell us and win a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy restaurant. Simple as that. Love giving away goodies. 855-200-1776 on the program. What is our weather looking like today? Well, looks like actually yesterday in Fargo ended up pretty darn nice. Dare I say even May-like. The sun shining in the mid-60s. Cloud cover has returned today. Here's the forecast. Showers this morning, less numerous during the afternoon hours. High around 65, southeast wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain at 60%. Tonight, cloudy, few showers. Low of 49, east-southeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Southeast wind at 10 miles an hour right now. Temps at 52, heading for 64. Tomorrow, 63. Thursday, 54. Some showers. Is that 90% chance of showers on Thursday and 54 degrees? Holy buckets. Friday, 64. Sunday, some showers, 66. At least we have a few 60s sprinkled in the 10-day forecast. I like that. Out in the oil patch, the forecast looks like this for today. cloudy, occasional rain showers, 56 for a high, east wind at 15 to 25, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, overcast with rain showers at times, low of 39 with a northeast wind at 10 to 15. Southeast wind at 10 right now, temp is at 46 degrees, heading for that high of 55. All right, tell you about the temps around the region in just a moment, but first Jim in Fargo wants to answer our first trivia question. 855-200-1776. Press 2 to be a lucky winner. Hey, Jim, welcome to Speakeasy Trivia. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How about yourself?
All right. You want the cartoon question or the gangster question?
Gangster.
Which gangsters are the two most famous that have the big gangs and made the big bucks? Al and Bugsy. Al? I need the last name.
Capone and Moran.
Al Capone and Bugsy Moran. You're exactly right. Exactly right. So hang on a sec. Shane's going to get your address. Going to mail off that gift certificate for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on a moment. And by the way, I don't know what happened to the other caller that was waiting to go, but she dropped off. So I've got another one here, $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Call now, 855-200-1776. Answer the question, which popular television cartoon made an episode depicting Prohibition entitled Homer versus the 18th Amendment? I think that's pretty easy. Homer being a well-known cartoon character that was in this particular primetime television cartoon. Which popular television cartoon made an episode depicting Prohibition, the episode entitled Homer versus the 18th Amendment. $25 Speakeasy gift certificate for you if you can answer it, 855-200-1776. I had a caller lined up to do it, and they went away, so we'll get you in here quickly. 48 in Williston at this hour under cloudy skies, heading for 59. Watford City, cloudy, 46 at this hour. Newtown, 46, cloudy. Stanley, 46. Columbus, 43 right now. And back in the valley, 43 degrees in Grand Forks at this hour. Hillsboro, 48. Grafton, 43. Kindred, a balmy 52 degrees. Breckenridge, 46. Fergus Falls, 50. Detroit Lakes, 46. Thief River, 43. World, 37. Watertown, 48. Sioux Falls, 48. Aberdeen, 48. And Bismarck, 46. Okay, John, Fargo, let's give you the shot at the Speakeasy Trivia question. Can you name the cartoon, John?
Absolutely. It's The Simpsons.
It is The Simpsons. Who could forget Crazy Homer Simpson, right?
Not me.
And by the way, Monday, every Monday, mark this on your calendar, they roll back the prices to the 80s at the Speakeasy. So their whole menu, all that great Italian fare, priced just like the 80s. Are you up for a little Speakeasy goodie on us, John?
Absolutely. I eat there very often, so I'll look forward to going back again.
It's a good spot on us. Hang on a moment. We'll get your address, mail that off. John, the lucky winner. We'll do that again next week for the Speakeasy Restaurant. All right. We're going to open up the phones, and what's on your mind? You can tell us. Randy Quayle, Chief of the Wildlife Division of Game and Fish, Kat Perkins from The Voice, and a farmer from Mountain on drones on the farm. Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.